Do you ever feel like you've seen too much? If you're watching a movie and one of the characters says the phrase, "They've seen too much," it normally doesn't end well for someone. I feel like I've seen too much on days. I spend way more time than I should watching the news and evil of the day, or some new TV show, scrolling through social media, or listening to politics. I want to be informed, aware, entertained, and educated on issues or what's happening around the world, but do you ever get to a place where it's just too much? I do. I have to stop and remind myself of the truth in Colossians 3:2 to set my mind on things above, not on all these earthly things. That is where my hope is found. As I set my mind on things above, I end up pursuing eternal priorities instead of getting caught up in earthly pursuits. My life in Christ is new, and no matter the innocence lost or all the things we've seen and sometimes wish we could unsee or what we've experienced in our time on this earth, through Christ, with an eternal perspective, we can begin to see the good. Take a minute right now and turn your thoughts with me to that place. Instead of seeing too much of the bad, the ugly, or the hurt of this world, open your eyes to the evidence of God's goodness all around you. When you do, you can't deny the work of God in your life. You see, here's the thing. I've seen too much of God's love. I've seen too much of God's goodness. I've seen too much of God making a way where there was no way. I've seen too many times His faithfulness to me and my family. I've experienced over and over His peace in the midst of my storms. I've seen Him provide and meet my every need in seasons of want or plenty. I've seen the beauty and majesty of His creation, and I stand in awe. I've seen His purpose in my seasons of pain. What I've seen too much of is the goodness of God in my life and in those around me to ever doubt that He is good and He is God. Psalm 27:13. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. David was a man after God's own heart. He sought the Lord. He saw His blessing, provision, forgiveness, and grace all over his life. He knew God was with him. He had seen enough of God's goodness that his only response to anything he faced was to be confident in the waiting. His eyes weren't set on the circumstances around him. They were set on the hope of what was to come. You can choose right now to do the same. Don't take in too much of this world. Set your mind on things above. Recognize the goodness of God in your life. Put your trust in Him. Lay down every heavy burden on your heart and mind. And be confident in your waiting that God will work it all for your good. He will. I've seen too much to believe otherwise. That's the truth. Believe it, and you'll see it too. I'm Lori Klein.